Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're doing or dealing with at present is called Kingdom Thinking and not Single Thinking. And today we're doing part 5 from a 7-part series. And the topic is called Not of This World. We go to John chapter 18, verse 36. And this is Jesus answering. He says, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I would not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Jesus prays for his disciples. We see this in John chapter 17, verses 16 to 17, and reading particularly verse 16. "They are not of the world, but as I am not of the world. Because we are in Christ Jesus and he is in us, we also are not of this world. So our thinking must not be like the people of this world, but on a higher level, that of the kingdom, while still living in this world. If you are truly born again by the Spirit of God, you have a new citizenship while still living here on the earth. This is the truth. Your first citizenship, heaven. Your second citizenship is the country on the earth where you were born." In Luke chapter 11, verse 18, this is Jesus speaking. "If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? Because you say, 'I cast out demons by Beelzebub.'" In Mark chapter 3, verses 24 to 25, again, Jesus speaking. "If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. The kingdom of God is established by standing together, having the same thinking and doing exactly what Jesus, our example, did. We are to be like Christ Jesus, Holy Spirit led and word controlled. When a person becomes born again, their spirit man is recreated by the Holy Spirit through heaven. They have a new citizenship, that is heaven. But God wants our mind renewed. Our spirit is renewed instantly or recreated, but our mind must be renewed to the way God thinks. And this is done as we go into the Word of God. And the Word of God washes our mind clean from the lies and deceptions of the world. God wants his people on the earth to come together, to network together, to bring his kingdom here to the earth. God wants us to have the same thinking as Christ Jesus, kingdom thinking and not single thinking. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed the message, and God bless.